Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program, presented today by Fauch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with Jefferson Matters of Main Street and Chamber Community is our board president, Jamie Domendick, joining us now. So thank you very much for coming on.
Yep, thanks for having me, Coltrane.
You betcha. Well, this time of year, you got your donation drive that's going on for the people out there. Just kind of give us some insight about, first of all, why you continue to have these donation drives every single year?
Yeah, so the great thing about our Main Street and Chamber program is that we are a 501c3, so we can accept donations from the community. Also allows us to receive grants, but basically it's funding for the program. We have funding from the city that helps contribute to our program, but basically it's so it's up and running so we can, have a director building and a lot of events to bring people downtown, but really to expand the services that we offer to the community as a whole.
Talk to us about how people can go about making those donations, and do you have a kind of timeline you'd like to see those kind of roll in?
Yeah, any time would be great. If they want to get any tax deductions for the end of the year, this is a great time to do it. Easy as dropping a check off in the mail, 201 East Lincoln Way, or you can drop it off at the Welcome Center, the office there. Also, another option is just automatic debit, if anyone's interested in that. That's an option. You can also pay online, jeffersonmatters.org, or even making the Main Street Chamber a beneficiary in any estate planning as an option as well. So a lot of different options. We try to cover all of them.
Well, talk to us about some of those 2022 highlights and specifically maybe some bigger projects and stuff that has been utilized some of your donations on.
Yeah, so the big ones that you can see are obviously the events. Those are the big ones. Even, the bell tower is the biggest event and kind of spurred out of a committee from there. But even newer ones like the bike ride around Green County, the second time doing that, was very successful in the spring and being able to go around the county that people may not have always seen by bike. So that was pretty cool. Like you mentioned about the art, having more art on the square, incorporating that into the sculptures on the Bell Tower Plaza area for the summer, and then even just rooftop art, getting more of those, becoming more of a national draw for some of that stuff. So hopefully that will continue moving forward. Cruising the Square, another successful event. Golf outing. More recently, the Winter Festival. Celebration of Trees, that turned out fantastic and keeps growing as well. Kind of more with a social hour and different games there. It was fun to partake in that. So, like I mentioned, a lot of different things going on. Bigger things that you see like that, but then still, working with the buildings. That's the core of the Main Street principles of economic development through historic preservation. Main Street Iowa came and visited and, again, impressed on all the great things that are happening in our community, and takes a lot of volunteers and a lot of hours to make that all happen, and not a lot behind the scenes, too.
I think you might have left out another big nugget. I believe it happened earlier this year, which is Destination Iowa.
Iowa Great Place.
Yeah, Iowa Great Place. Correct. Yeah. That was one of your big babies you wanted to cross off your list, right?
Yep, that was one of them. That was a lot of work. Peg did a lot of great work with that, and Beth and Deb McGinn as well. So that was something that we applied for a couple times and did not get for good reason and had good feedback on that. And now is a great time for it. And we kind of revamped our visioning process for that. Originally, we had some of the countywide, the Vision 2020 plan, but, revamped our own through the Main Street lens, was successful in getting that. And so again, that can be leveraged into other grants. That's a good designation to have. And then also a bigger grant, and that designation is good for 10 years.
And then let's look forward into 23 now. What are some things that you can tell us that's on the horizon for Jefferson Matters?
Yeah, so a lot of great projects, and the committees are working, like I said, through their budgets right now. So trying to figure out what they're going to do, take off projects or things from last year, or add new ones. It seems like a lot more events, are kind of coming down the pipe there. But, a lot of upper story living is going to be coming online, which is great to see. And, that's just a whole different ball game when we can get more people living downtown. Had a few come on last year, Above Gravitate and Warm Wishes, and those turned out fantastic. If people got a tour of those, if not, when these other ones get done, be sure to come and check out the open house, because it doesn't feel like you're in Jefferson. It feels like you're in downtown Des Moines and some of these neat places. So getting more people living downtown, has more events downtown, more people that are down here, live and work and play down here, is always a great thing. So a lot more events. One thing to note, that Main Street Iowa has an annual awards in April. and definitely encourage anybody that's even interested in seeing it go, because you basically see the highlights of the entire, you know, 53 other communities in the state of Iowa and all the good projects that they're doing. And we've R&D'd is what we call it. So it's rip off and duplicate a lot of other good projects around the state. So it's such an uplifting night and being able to get inspired on what can be possible. So that's one thing. In April, we'll also have our community appreciation again. We don't have a date yet for that. Usually it's in the spring, possibly around March, where our ABC award winner will be announced. And again, a time to celebrate all the great things that the volunteers of this organization have been doing.
Jamie, you just celebrated your 10th year anniversary as a Main Street program. Surging forward now into your 11th year, did you even think you'd be where you are now? If you take back to 10 years ago, Jamie Dobendick, when you first got on the board and you were first announced as a Main Street Iowa program in 2012?
Yeah, it's crazy. No, to answer the question. I said this quote last year at the community appreciation, kind of for the 10-year piece, and I think it's Bill Gates has the quote that most people overestimate what you can do in a year and underestimate what you can do in a decade. And you look back to your point exactly, what was 10 years ago, what things were like, and how far we've come. And looking forward another 10 years, you know, and that to me is pretty awesome to think about and what it could look like. It takes a lot of time, effort, and money to get to that point, but there are amazing volunteers in this community that put a lot of time and effort into doing this. Still, my big goal would be to have art on every single rooftop. So we're continuing to get more upper story living. Still, our goal is to get every single building filled with a contributing business, you know, to our downtown, and definitely getting a lot closer. And it's cool. And it's definitely attracting people to come live here and move here. And we've heard firsthand, being able to drive around the square, see the vibrant community that is becoming, and say, I do want to live here. I can see myself here, versus a community that isn't growing, isn't thriving, you know, just off-putting, and it makes it hard to see yourself living there. So, you know, super proud of this organization, what it's done for the community. And even if population necessarily hasn't grown yet, you know, it's stabilized and hopefully continue to put this great organization, you know, into bigger and better projects as well. And like I said, that's all about the people. And the more people we can get involved into this, the better. So I encourage anyone that's wanting to get involved, and even just from a small project to, you know, all the way to being on the board would be fantastic.
And that was Jefferson Matters of Main Street and Chamber of Community Board President Jamie Dobendick joining us once again. You're listening to Let's Talk Green County, presented today by Fouch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction, your channel seedsman. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.